Cam's softball team featured a second place finish in the Rolling Valley Conference with a 7-3 conference record and a 12-11 overall record on the season. The Cougars were able to achieve their goal with a team of experienced seniors and well-versed underclassmen. Co-head coach Jenny Fullman knows that this team will only get better as the years carry on.
It's good for us. I know that was one of the goals of several of the girls was to finish higher in the conference, and I was really glad they were able to do that, graduate four seniors. So we'll have a next few years, we'll have a young team coming in, but that'll be all right. We'll have several years to work with them. So kind of looking forward to the next several years with them.
One key element of the success this season for the Cougars came at the plate. As a team, Cam finished batting .283 with five players hitting over .300 on the season. Leading the team was 8th grader Keely Kinney, who averaged .386 with a .586 slugging percentage and knocked in 14 RBIs while only striking out 6 times.
Our bats were a big thing that stuck out to me this year. We had some that went through a couple of slumps, but the biggest thing was everybody did a really good job. And if I look at the overall average from all the girls that had some at-bats this year, I mean, there's a couple at the top that are some seniors, but when you look through the middle of the lineup, there's several girls that'll be returning, which is good for us. I like that.
Co-coach Fullman is hoping that they can pull in more girls next season to have a full team and then a junior varsity team. Unfortunately, the Cougars only had 12 girls on the roster this season as they look to bring in further numbers on the squad as a whole.
I know we would really like to see our numbers increase so we can get some JV. JV time is very important to build a team. I don't know that they realize how important it is, but if we don't have a JV team to help push our varsity and make them better, it kind of struggles at times, but we're hoping to get some numbers up and that'll help us out too.
Cam graduates four seniors this season, including Jenna Platt, Emma Fullman, Natalie Benkin, and Kylie Nelson, who are all great leaders on a young team. Platt averaged .351 at the plate with a team-low 4 strikeouts while hitting 24 singles on the year, a team high. Fullman had a .324 batting average with a .479 slugging percentage and a team-high 7 doubles. Both Benkin and Nelson made their impact well known with some key plays both on the field and at the plate.
It's kind of interesting. I've been coaching those four seniors for several years now. Started out with them in T-ball, Little League through all those years. Jenna, she did a really nice job. She's been our leadoff hitter for the past couple of years. And I know she, at one point this season, she hit her goal of having a batting average of .400 or better. She didn't end quite that high, but for the most part of the season, she did a really nice job. She was a good leadoff hitter for us. Emma, she was in center field. She loves it in center field. Her batting was really good. We were able to get her increased on some stolen bases, which was nice. Natalie's one of those that she's a really good teammate. She's a really good cheerleader for the team. And then Kylie, she didn't have as many at-bats as I'm sure she really wanted to for her senior year, but she did a nice job for us at third base. She started out at shortstop, but we made another change, moved her over to third. She did a good job there too. So it's been really fun watching the four of them grow, and I will definitely miss all four of them.
The Cougars will be a tough team next season with top pitcher Eiley Whalert and top hitter Keely Kinney, who are both eighth graders, alongside underclassmen such as Caitlin Platt, Courtney Fullman, and Krista James, who will help carry the success of this year into the 2024-25 season. I'm Zach Collins reporting.